always lawyers. There will always be lawyers. I was told we just can't come up with this idea and put it into place on air. There's got to be lawyers. I feel good, though, that this is going to happen. We will find a way because our listeners want it. Got a couple of breweries that are already in. Fremont Fred has us a bus. Not sure how much, what kind of shape that bus is in. Because wouldn't it be a little bit odd if you were on a booze cruise or a get on the bus craft beer tour and it's a school bus? Like on loan from Omaha Public Schools or whatever their company is that does the school buses.
Yeah, that probably sends the wrong message.
Parker Gabriel's coming up at about 1:30. Nebraska and Minnesota at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. John Bishop and yours truly will have Big Red overreaction. After this rivalry, that there is a trophy for a good cause, but a rivalry that has got a little fuel from the head coach at Minnesota. Just as odd how this has become a, I guess, would you say a growing rivalry? Some of the stuff on and off the field. And it helps when you have players from either Minnesota or Nebraska that are on their respective rosters. And they say, well, they didn't recruit me. So you walk around with a chip on your shoulder. Levi Falk mentioned that yesterday. Big news locally recruiting Nebraska. Gage Stenger, quarterback linebacker for the number one ranked team in the state in Class A, Millard South. Flip from Kansas State, announcing that he is going to his dream school of Nebraska earlier this morning. He got the offer about the first part of October and did a great job to keep it quiet because I imagine that was not easy. But that was a smart play. I'm sure Nebraska suggested it because you're trying to flip somebody who has made a commitment that has been a commitment for a long time. And whenever Nebraska makes an offer to an in-state player, you know what the response is. But you also probably don't make that kind of an offer unless you know that the person you're offering it to are going to say yes. That would not look good if you made an offer trying to flip somebody in-state and they say no. You would vet them to see if the door was open to come in with an offer. And it happened. Gage Stenger becomes the first player to commit to Nebraska since July 12th. Class needs some work. This may be a class that down the road you say, yep, or you say, this was the development class where just needed with kind of a not a lot of open spaces on the current roster, just needed fits here and there that we're going to develop this class and coach them up, and then they'll blend right in. But it will also be a class as small as it is. Nebraska cannot afford to have a lot of misses in the class of 2022. Parker Gabriel again coming up at about 1:30. We'll get his thoughts on Nebraska and Minnesota. Plus, there's another element that I think Nebraska kind of got lax in on Saturday night that they cannot falter. And this will be an important part of Saturday's game against Minnesota where the possessions will be limited is third down defense and third down offense. We're now about 3 months into Trev Alberts being the athletic director at Nebraska. And on Monday, Scott was asked about the involvement of Trev and their relationship. And the more I listen and see Trev in his role currently in my past history, this relationship was, and I believe I said it back in July, came along at the right time. There's the benefit of being an outsider in that job, but an outsider that is kind of an insider. That makes sense? You're an outsider, but you have some inside knowledge. You're not in it every day, so you're not sure of how all of the inner workings are going on, but you have enough contact with people that say, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. This is what you're getting. This is what has ailed Nebraska athletics. So you walk in with a lot of knowledge during the interview process, and Trev vetted a lot of people on what do you think has gone wrong at Nebraska? What is it like there now? What's the culture like? What's the morale like? What do you think the future looks like? and a benefit of an outsider, it's kind of an insider, came along at the right time. I love, and Andrea Adelson was in town for ESPN covering Saturday night's game, and on the side talked to the athletic director and the football coach about the future of Nebraska football. And Trev continues to say that an issue has been feeling entitled. Ego has gotten in the way. And it's not just the guy that's the athletic director. There's been a lot of egos that have gotten in the way of progress in that particular athletic department. Happens a lot of places, but the sooner you get everybody on the same page, that yeah, you can have an ego, but you have to have the same goal as all of us, the better. But Trev continues to say, and this is important, and this is important for Scott, it's not just going to happen. You've got to find a way to make it happen. Just because it has a feel like, oh, like it kind of does with football. And in the phrase, it's going to happen, gets repeated. Okay, you could convince me that it's going to happen. Waiting is the hardest part. Waited a long time. Now got to start seeing results. That's where the last five games need to be determined by the dubs and the L's. Not 3-5, but man, we know we're good. Well, the record is still 3-5, and you're in the danger zone of trying to get to 6 and what all that math looks like. But here's why I think you probably see a little bit different head coach. There's a better line of communication and a better, okay, that guy that is technically my boss, he wants to work with me. Not, we're going to be on our side, we can do whatever we want. He wants to work with me, and he's demanding that we're together instead of, I'm over here, you're over there, you're just doing this and this and this, we're doing this and this and this. Instead of, there's some accountability. You hold me accountable, I'm going to hold you accountable. And there was also probably from day one, this is how it's going to work. I respect you. You respect me. We're going to be fine. Don't take me for granted. I won't take you for granted. We're going to be together. Instead of working apart or working against each other, we're going to work together. And the involvement as the season has gone on, I think there's respect on both sides. You get what I'm doing, and now I finally understand, from Scott's standpoint, what you're doing. That goes a long way, if you understand each person's job. Instead of, hey, this is my title, that's your title. Well, you understand my job, I understand your job, I understand the challenges, let's talk it out. And so since, you know, let's be honest, around here, the Michigan State loss could have just been disastrous. Could have just spiraled. The next week, you beat Northwestern, but it looks, ugh. Michigan State almost beat you twice. And then last Saturday night could have been a railroad. But on the heels of a week where you played Oklahoma and you thought, man, there might be something here where didn't get blown out. Past history, didn't get blown out. But then have what happened in East Lansing. I think it did Scott a wonder to have an athletic director that gets it, that gets what it feels like to lose, what it feels like to win, and what do you do with both of those. And so that's why I've noticed in the last couple of weeks, Scott doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. I mean, what did you think after the Michigan game? That would have been easy to be like, dang, here we go again. And be not looking up. We've seen that before. That's happened a few times in the past 3 years. So that's subtly, I think, a change. Now, what does that mean Saturday? What does that mean against Purdue, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Iowa? Maybe it means a little bit more of a comfort level. Maybe you don't have something hanging over your head. Maybe it allows you to not have that thing to worry about. But I love the word. Felt like we were entitled. Felt like we were entitled. Instead of doing the dirty work, to achieve success. Just thought it was going to happen. I tie that into Mitch Sherman's story in The Athletic today about the search for Bill Callahan with the word entitlement, and it's just going to happen. And are you doing things for yourself, or are you doing things for what that particular program needs? We've had a little of both since Tom Osborne left. We'll get into that coming up in the next hour. Parker Gabriel again stops by at 1:30. We'll run through some emails in the Equitable Bank inbox. Folks, this is happening. I don't know when it's going to happen, but our idea hatched out of the mailbag is going to happen. We are going to make it happen. We now have a third brewery that is on board and said they would like to be part of the tour. It's going to be fantastic. But again, there will be lawyers. It's the Gary Sharp Show with Josh on 1620 The Zone.